everyone. It's April, and we're back here again this week to talk to Veronica and catch up on our pets a little bit. And I want to say that we're coming into summertime. It's beautiful. My animals are going out and getting in the sunshine. I'm getting everybody out for their vitamin D moment so they can get outside and not be so, susceptible to things. I want them to be able to do things properly. So, but anyways, I have wonderful news to report. My animals, everybody is well. There is nobody sick at this time. Now, I've got two that are on medications for their heart, but other than that, I am kind of free of not having, 50,000 things going on over here with people being sick or pets being sick. So I have to say that I am grateful to the universe for providing me with the opportunity here now to have a day or two off a little bit from it. Fleas are gone, itching stopped, everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, and I am a happy camper. Tony, how is everybody over on your end?
Oh, they're all good. Nothing new to report or bad. It's 40 degrees and rainy here, so Ty doesn't like that very much.
He should write to her congressman or something. He should write to his congressman.
Well, he should. But he doesn't have the undercoat, so he doesn't think he has a case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They would just say, suck it up. But we're all doing good. And,
Well, we're coming. And Sunday's Easter. It's Bunny's birthday. It's Bunny birthday day.
Bunny birthday day. Oh,
Easter.
But Kai doesn't know what that means.
Oh, I'll have Guinness give her a call. Give him a call.
Okay.
Get him all straightened up about what to expect, like his Easter basket.
Oh, God. He's laying here on my lap.
Every little head just came up and said, basket? Basket?
Yeah. Treat? Oh, yeah.
Treat? You say the word treat, and I can tell you, I can stand in the middle of my house and go, treat, and shake the bag. 8 cats, 3 dogs show up. In about 2 minutes flat. Everybody comes running. Oh. Where? And then I have to deliver the goods or else I'm in big trouble,
Yeah, you are. Yep, you can't just say it and not deliver.
I know. Boy, do I know. And Dennis holds me accountable for everything. You said, 3 years ago on a Tuesday that this was going to happen. He remembers everything. So anyways, I'm going to go get Veronica. Please say hello to everybody today.
I will. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Got some great questions, and I encourage you always to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. That's innerwhispersradio.com. But I have a little tip for you. I don't know. I know April loves potato chips. I mean, love isn't even the correct word, but she loves them. But I've been putting my potato chips in the freezer. I buy a bag, I put them in the freezer. And, if I open it, I take a few out, I put it back in the... Oh, my God, what a difference in taste. They don't freeze. They don't get soggy. So I encourage everyone who's a potato chip lover to do that and let us know what you think. That is my tip for today. Are you there, Veronica?
Indeed we are. Good day to you.
Well, good day to you. Our first question is coming from Andrea. In the nonlinear, are we all treated equally?
Yes, very much so. Now, attention is given to your development and where you're at in your development, But no one is treated less than anybody else or more than anybody else. In fact, that's a very linear thing. It doesn't happen in the eternal side. There's no competition. There's no moments of it being something that you got to fight for or anything like that. So no, everyone is treated with the same love, the same respect. Attention is given to where you're at in your development, but that's it. There's no moments where you're going to be called out for anything. So yes, you are treated equally. Absolutely.
Okay. Anna would like to know, do angels really have wings?
No. How this all started was ancient man was trying to find a way to record angelics and their moments of interacting with humans. They knew that they were elevated off the ground. So they depicted them when they wrote about them. They drew a picture. They said, yeah, they're off the ground. So to them, it made sense. Okay, they've obviously got some wings in there somewhere. And so they depicted them with wings. They do not have that. Why they are elevated off the ground quite a bit is because they're a lot less dense than the reality that they're in. So they defy gravity a little bit. I mean, they don't go off into oblivion, but they do rise up off the ground quite a bit because they don't have the denseness in their biology. And they're more ethereal than anything. So they don't really have wings per se. Ancient man just decided that was going to be how he would depict them so people would know. They will never just walk around because they are so dense. I mean, not as dense as they should be, and the ground is so dense that they can't keep their feet on it. But other than that, they would look just like a human when they're walking around. So there's no wings flapping, not at all.
Okay. Frank would like to know, please tell us what it is like in between lives and how different it is from what we think it is.
Well, there's a lot of dialogue about what the other side is like. Some religions paint it as a special place where you go to be. And everyone thinks it's like this elevated place. Some people think it's up on a cloud. Some people think there's Peter at the gate. These are all religious definitions that have been given to us. And it's sort of stuck because people like stories. They like to know where things come from, and they were told this. But it's not like that at all. It's a very fluid space. There is nothing there that is concrete like it is on the physical reality. We can project things like that and participate in them, but they're not thick and dense and solid like it is in the linear. Nobody will understand this because it's when we say fluid, it means that as you move through the space, you don't have a body moving through the space. You're an energy moving through the space as well. You don't have definition. What you can do is project yourself, and many do it how they old they were, you know, at 22, how they looked then. A lot of people don't want to look at the body that they had that was dying and, you know, gave them a lot of problems at the end, but they can project a younger image. It's not a place. It's a state of being. So you can't go there to visit, but it is something that most of you don't really understand that well. And we suggest that if you go into a sensory deprivation kind of thing, they do have those, it feels like that, where you're there, you know yourself, you feel yourself, but you don't feel a body, you feel your energy rather than anything else. So it is different, and it's nothing like what it's been depicted by the people who have talked about it on this planet.
Sue Ann would like to know, do we sometimes feel the pain of our parallel lives?
Well, you have to remember that your parallel lives are the life you're living, but where you made different choices. So if you're Mary and you married Jack and you had 10 children, you would maybe in another life you married Jack, but you didn't have 10 children. Maybe you had one or none. So you do feel the other parts of the parallel life. But if you're feeling pain in one part, you're also projecting that from where you're standing right now. So it's, you don't feel the pain. You observe it, you understand it, and you take in the information about it and learn from it. But you don't, it doesn't cross over like that, like what you were asking. You do feel the energy, but you don't feel the pain from the other life because you're in the life that it's mimicking. That's how it works.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. Boy, that went fast.
Yes.
If you'd like to take a break and come back and give a message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. I always encourage you to either write in if you want more information on any of these questions, or if you have your own question, write in to innerwhispersradio.com and we'll get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, today is a brand new day. You've got to look at every day as a brand new day. When you awaken in the morning, everything that happened the day before is going off into the record keeping, so to speak. You need to understand that every day is an opportunity to change whatever's going on in your life, especially if you don't like it. Use it as an opportunity. Think about what you want in your life and move in that direction. If something's going on that you don't care about or something that is bothering you, you have to learn to leave it. You have to learn to walk away from it. Decide that you're only going to participate in things that make your soul grow and expand your awareness. You might be surprised how really easy it is to do that. So we say today, decide you're going to start focusing more. You're going to focus on what you're doing. You're going to focus on your energy, and you're going to see things clearly and not be bothered by things that don't matter anymore. So every day, decide that you're going to participate in something that expands your awareness and your consciousness. Don't run through the day going from one linear dramatic to another and have no conclusions. Decide you're going to look at the energy and say, I'm going to either go take this energy in or I'm going to leave this energy out, and then do it. You have to be efficient as you are moving through your life. And you only should be participating in things that, again, expand your awareness and consciousness. If you are participating in things that don't feed your soul, don't embrace your soul, it's a little bit of a waste of time. You want your soul to embrace things. You want your soul to grow. You want all of that. So don't let yourself be stagnant. Make it an everyday effort to focus and expand that awareness and consciousness. It's the best way.
Well, thank you, Veronica. As always, a great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. And don't forget to put your potato chips in the freezer. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.